behind Israel is existence, is the creator.
Unfortunately, the descendants of the enemies of our people that were enemies to our people from day first are still hating us in the commandment of their ancestors, the children of Esav that hates Yaakov, the children of Amalek that hates Yaakov, the children of all the ones that had that black bitterness instead of a soul, that black, dark, horrible, depressed, negative, and awful shadow as a poor replacement for a soul, still hating us, still jealous, still don't know what to do with our goodness. We're not being digested to their felonies and crimes. We're not melting into their hatred and to their false blames. We keep on producing goodness and beauty and shine out to the world, and they can't stand it.
Stories that just came out is toddlers having their hands tied behind their back, babies and children from the age of 1 to 3 who were clearly killed by Israel, had their hands tied behind their back before they were then buried alive by Israel. This is the evidence that is coming out. 73,000 bodies have been identified in Gaza and therefore are counted as direct victims of violence of live fire. 57% of those are women, children, and people over the age of 60. And those 73,000 bodies identified only count those which are precisely that, identified. There are many thousand more bodies hidden under rubble, buried under rubble, hidden behind Israeli defense lines. A lot of them buried on purpose by Israel in a way that they will never be identified. This number of 73,000 is a complete fantasy, right? In reality, there are, I would assume, 200,000-400,000 people who have been killed in direct fire of Israel. So on top of that, we have starvation, which officially has thousands of more deaths tied to it. Now, the thing with starvation is they only count the death of starvation if you literally starve to death, as in if you don't have enough food and that is the only cause of death. But malnutrition, not having enough food to eat, contributes to a lot of other forms of death, right? If you are sick and only have a quarter of the calories that you should have in your intake, in your diet, will have a much higher likelihood of causing death. There is no healthcare in Gaza at all, right? 34 out of the 36 hospitals that were in Gaza before October 7 have been completely destroyed. The remaining two have also been partially destroyed. There is no housing in Gaza. There are no buildings. 78% of the buildings in Gaza are now rubble. So there's also nowhere to live. So you don't have healthcare. You have very little food, sometimes no food. You're under constant bombardment and you have nowhere to live. All of that together creates the sort of conditions where life expectancy falls by more than 30 years.
So if you haven't been keeping up on the latest Israeli war crimes, you might want to check this one out.
The commission found indisputable evidence with regards to the deliberate, targeted killing of Palestinian children, including since the October 2025 ceasefire, the use of torture, inhumane and degrading treatment, including use of sexual and gender-based violence against Palestinian children, as well as targeting of critical infrastructure essential to children such as orphanages, healthcare, and educational facilities. There has been a widespread and systematic killing and harming of children between 7th October 2023 and 7th October 2025, we have witnessed more than 20,000 children who've been killed and more than 44,000 children who've been injured. Children constitute 30% of all those killed in OPT, and the killing and injuring of children has been a continuing activity.
You know, and the psychopaths in Israel just can't figure out why. I mean, everybody just seems to hate Israelis, huh? Everybody just hates them because they're Jews, right? It has nothing to do with the fact that they've slaughtered 30,000 children in Gaza. Over 30% of the people that they've killed in Gaza have been children. 30% children. You had women and children in there. It's probably over 50%. So the United Nations is an organization that has literally put in place to cover up Israeli war crimes. that their sole purpose is literally to provide cover for Israel and justify Israel's existence in the world, right? Convince the entire world that they have to recognize Israel as a state, as a country, when nobody should, because they're on stolen land, right? They're apartheid. Anyways, I digress from it. Israel's fucking disgusting, are they not? People think that, oh, we hate them. They're all the Jews. No, we just hate people who kill innocent women and children for fun. We hate people who shoot children in the genitals, huh?
Because you're killing innocent men, women, and children.
מה אפשר לעשות בנוגע לזה? להראות צדדים אחרים שיש לנו?
A side that doesn't kill innocent men, women, and children and steal people's homes and property.
שהם רוצים, תכלס, זה שנעשה שלום עם הפלסטינים, לבנונים, בלה בלה בלה. עם כולם.
אוקיי.
את מוכנה לעשות את זה?
אם זה שלום אמיתי, הלוואי. אבל אני לא חושבת שזה יהיה שלום אמיתי.
למה את חושבת? לא חושבת שזה יהיה
שלום. כי הם שונאים אותנו מאוד.
Because you'll never stop being genocidal lunatics.
שלא אכפת להם, כי בצד השני הפלסטינים, נגיד, או האיראנים סובלים יותר. כאילו, בגלל זה בסדר.
לא, פשוט לא מראים כמה אנחנו סובלים.
Yeah, we can really see how much you're suffering.
It is very hard for people to know what's good and what's bad. I need to think about this question, actually.
Really? Let me help you. Killing people is bad. Starving people, bad. Stealing their homes, bad. Imprisoning children and innocent men and women, bad. Bombing hospitals, schools, and tents, bad. Stealing people's property, stealing their homes that have been in their families for generations, bad. Trying to behave like normal human beings and follow international law, good.
The truth is that
we're... I think the truth is complicated.
The truth, yeah, and...
The truth is what, sorry?
Complicated.
It's complicated.
Yeah, committing a genocide while playing victim is very, very complicated.
So a few days ago, I made a post about Ben-Gvir. And what he said, it was basically a tweet. And I had somebody hit my DMs and call me a liar and a bunch of names. This is the message right here. And I just thought that I would go ahead and prove them wrong and once again prove that, man, the truth is really, really hard for these people to swallow. And the fact is that they will continue to call you a liar even though everything you are saying is absolutely true. Watch this.
יש גורמים בעולם שתוקפים אותי, שאמרתי שעל כל דמעה של אמא ישראלית, יזילו 1,000 אמהות לבנוניות דמעות. יש כאלה בישראל שאומרים, זה לא נשמע טוב, זה לא נראה טוב. ובכן, אני מעדיף לא להישמע טוב, שהחיילים שלנו, הלוחמים שלנו, התושבים שלנו, יהיו בחיים. ובכן, על כל דמעה של אמא ישראלית, יפקו 1,000 אמהות לבנוניות.
So this person, along with anybody else that called me a liar for posting that quote, you probably feel pretty stupid. And I also post this so that everybody can see, this is the truth. This is what these people actually think and believe. These people are demons. Ben-Gvir is probably one of the worst human beings on planet Earth. And the longer that we continue to give these people money and resources and continue to support them and call them our allies, the more we are just bringing evil upon ourselves. Oh, and by the way, these people are also now threatening the West, threatening us, simply because of our criticism of their absolutely evil ideology and the actions that they are taking against all of these innocent people. Watch this.
Well, Israel's talking heads now threatening the world with nukes. Now do you understand why JFK was trying to do a weapons inspection check on that little terrorist state right before he was taken out?
Israel's existence is not negotiable. And it does not depend on superpowers or the public opinion. And if they keep pushing Israel to the corner, they are the ones who are going to suffer the most. Israel hasn't used everything that it has. And Israel, on a purpose, did not expose the advanced weapons that it has for very important reasons. We don't want the enemy to know what we are having. And now, at this point, we are just playing around. So, this is the clear message to those who think that they can annihilate Israel. Behind Israel is existence, is the creator. Israel is not coincidental. I try not to, sorry for the long answer, please. I try not to use God, because God could mean anything for anybody. But if they think the Israeli survival, 5,000 years, is coincidental, they need to rethink.
The other problem Kennedy faced with Israel was the construction of the atomic reactor at Dimona. JFK was strongly against any proliferation of nuclear weaponry. He had been assured by Prime Minister David Ben-Gurion that Dimona was designed for peaceful uses of atomic energy. In the spring of 1963, Kennedy demanded full inspections by the U.S. of the Dimona reactor and threatened to place American aid for Israel in limbo if no agreement were reached. And at the time of his assassination, negotiations were in process for biannual inspections.
Old JFK, probably the last America First president.
Wait, guys, why are you running away? What'd you say?
Yo, it's you! Fuck you!
Yo,
free
Palestine!
Free Palestine!
That's what I say.
I say free Palestine!
That's
what I say.
Free Palestine! Yo, look, it's a rabbi! Free
Palestine! That's exactly what I say.
Look at you, you fucking clown! Look at you, you really thought you was gonna do something, you fucking clown! Look at you! Yeah, that's what I say. Yeah, I am! Yeah, fuck you! You're a fucking children! And y'all are killing children! And y'all are killing children! Fuck you, fucking clown. Go do something, you fucking bitch. Fuck you, you fucking clown. Fuck you, you fucking bitch. Yeah.
I'm allowed to say whatever the fuck I want.
Free Palestine.
I'm allowed to say whatever the fuck I want.
Free Palestine. Hey.
Free Palestine.
When you sit on the fucking
night, I came over, harassed my son.
You're a fat pig. You're a fat pig.